Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah. Well, again, it's December 5th, and yeah, we're starting to get into that Christmas season, Bill.
Yeah, it's a lot going on this weekend. Communities are having celebration and events and big Messiah presentation.
Yeah, I know you went to their dress rehearsal. Tell us what you saw there.
Yeah, so this is the 43rd annual presentation of the Messiah. It'll be at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a community-wide, county-wide, regional-wide effort featuring a live orchestra, a chorus of a choir of about 50 or 60 people, and a dozen or so soloists, and beautiful live music, and very well done. They've done it for so many years. It is a pretty finely tuned choir that gets together once a year.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's a great way to start the Christmas season. Like you say, that's just one of many events going on this weekend. Yeah, we definitely are feeling that start of the Christmas season here in the Red Rock country. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area for you this morning. Taking a look at some news in southeastern Utah. Utah Governor Spencer Cox appointed Brian Bollender to the 7th District Court, filling the vacancy left by Judge George Harmon's retirement. Bollender's nomination requires confirmation by the Utah Senate. Bollender is currently a shareholder at Richards Brandt Miller Nielsen in Salt Lake City, where he specializes in construction business, real property, and tort litigation. He also has a bunch of other experience in the state and has served as a judge pro temp in Salt Lake City Justice Court, handling small claims courts. Bollender said it's an honor and a privilege to be appointed by Governor Cox to serve the 7th District as a district judge, court judge. He says, I'm humbled and grateful for the opportunity to return to Southeast Utah and serve the citizens of Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan counties, both inside and outside of the courthouse. Bollender said, if confirmed by the Senate, he'll diligently, faithfully, and fairly apply the law in all matters before him while ensuring neutrality and respect is provided to those with whom he interacts. He's a native of Farron, Utah, and there in Emery County, and has his bachelor's degree from the University of Utah in political science with a minor in Russian and a Juris Doctorate from the S.J. Quinney School of Law at the University of Utah. So, new appointment to 7th District Court, and we'll see if that gets confirmed by the state Senate. If it does, there'll be a new judge serving the 7th District Court.
I imagine he'll be headquartered out of Price.
Yeah.
But a Farron native, so an Emery County native, and so very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, again, the news last week, Wednesday, Sergeant Michael Moran of the Cortez Police Department was shot and later died as a result of his injuries. His funeral service is tomorrow, but they're closing up the City Rec Center gym this morning, closing the facility later today for the services tomorrow. Again, that service tomorrow is not open to the public, but they'll be able to watch a stream of that service. Residents can also participate in a procession, and that is scheduled for tomorrow. Begin about 8:20 a.m. and travel down East Main Street, which will be closed for the procession. The community is asked to stay on the sidewalk along Main Street between Chestnut Street and Harrison Street while law enforcement agencies escort Sergeant Moran's casket and his family to the funeral. Lots of interest from the community and support. And once again, the funeral will not be open to the public folks can watch the stream. They can also line up along Main Street for that procession. So just an update on that, those planned services scheduled for tomorrow.
Roy, what a tragic story all the way around. A public servant killed in the line of duty.
Yeah. And you know, we know little details about the case at this point. We're getting more and more as time goes on. But again, a reckless driver pulled over shots fired by this 44-year-old man from Ogden. He was later engaged with police and was shot and killed. The suspect was, but yeah, just a terrible tragedy for the Cortez community.
And the passenger in the car who was witness to both shootings was not arrested, was
detained and released. The woman in the car with the man who shot Sergeant Michael Moran. Again, it's a tragic case, and we'll look for additional details as they get released. But again, just a tragedy in the Cortez area. Well, once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break here in just a moment. Want to thank some sponsors, including morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air services from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Also thanking sponsor Energy Fuels. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle and Bill Boyle in the Red Rock studio, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. How we doing, Bill?
Doing good.
Good. Good deal.
We're working on the newspaper today, so we're a little bit distracted.
Yeah, we're scrambling a bit. But
some bleary-eyed people here in the studio.
Late nights. But we've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news and happenings throughout the area. In Cortez, at Montezuma Cortez High School, a friend of the program, Pete Sands, is going to be performing the Navajo Highways Puppet Show December 6th as part of School District Native Parent Advisory Committee is hosting the event, which will be at 6 p.m. in the high school auditorium. Events free and donations are welcome. So that'll be a neat opportunity for folks in Montezuma County and the Cortez area to check out that puppet show. It's pretty neat. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Red Rock Four Wheelers group announced their 2023 charitable donation recipients. The Red Rock Four Wheelers of Moab, a bunch of volunteers and four-wheeler enthusiasts, announced their 2023 recipients of the club's annual charitable donations. 15 organizations are the recipients of nearly $50,000 being donated by the club and its members to local community organizations in Grand and San Juan County. The year's donations brings the total to $92,000 of charitable donations in the past 3 years by the Red Rock Four Wheelers to recipients in Grand, San Juan, and Emery counties. Recipients in 2023 include the Grand County Sheriff Department, the Search and Rescue Department in both Grand and San Juan counties, Moab Fire Department, Moab Chamber of Commerce, Moab Free Health Clinic, Grand County EMS, Grand County High School Swim Team, the Episcopal Church of St. Francis Food Bank in Moab, and the Old Spanish Trail Arena are just a few of those different recipients. The Red Rock Four Wheelers, located in Moab, and host the annual Moab Easter Jeep Safari and Labor Day Jeep Safari, and are active in supporting local community organizations and promoting stewardship and responsible public land use. Their website address, rr4w.com. Nice work. End of year giving from the Red Rock Four Wheelers. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
And as we've already mentioned, there'll be a funeral service tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Cortez at the Cortez Recreation Center for Cortez Police Sergeant Michael Moran. That is not a public event. It will be streamed, and you can show your support by lining the road, just as David discussed earlier. But that's tomorrow morning for Sergeant Moran. Funeral services for James Rodney Tibbetts of Moab begin at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Memorial services for Larry Richmond begin at 2 p.m. on Friday at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10:30 to 1:30. Richmond passed away on November 29th at the age of 76. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those mourning at this time. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Well, again, here on the morning show, we've got a couple different segments we like to bring you, including Alan Horiachi-Williams giving us the Artful Life, We'll send you over to that and then take a break. Be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. When the Japanese Zeros bombed Pearl Harbor, the United States was immediately drawn into World War II. The consequences were chaos, death, and a call to arms. One little black mark from the war hysteria on our American history is the incarceration of 120,000 Japanese Americans, most of whom were citizens of the United States. On the day of Pearl Harbor, my grandfather, Mitsutaka Horiuchi, was picked up by the FBI and spent the entire duration of the war in a Department of Justice camp. He said he was well-treated, although his family was left in Hawaii. He said the upside was he learned to play golf. His brother-in-law's entire family of five children were sent to Roar, Arkansas. Even though they had to leave quickly, they were the fortunate few who did not have their property stolen. I have written a poem about that experience, and I would like to share it today. It's called Roy and Oki, published by Austin McCulley. The subtitle is A True Story of an Unlikely Friendship. Oki was the name of the man who always said, "I will, I can." Roy was a great new friend from Pacific End. Roy worked hard for Oki, the boss. Soon a friendship formed. Neither would toast. Oki saw how hard Roy worked and suggested he buy a plot of earth. Ethel was Roy's talented wife. She suggested listening to Oki's advice. Together they pinched, scraped, and saved, and a last payment they finally made. Grapes in California were the fruit of choice, big, round, purple, and super moist. Then war came across the land. Relocation of Japanese was the demand. In a few weeks, Roy's family must leave, leaving behind all their needs. They'd leave their homes, friends, and farm, not knowing ahead of the harm. Into the chaos came Oki to say he'd care for the farm while they were away. No one knew the time or place. Finally to Roar, Arkansas, the family would be displaced. 3 days and nights on a stuffy old train, Roy and his family felt more numb than pain. Each a citizen of the United States, yet into a prison they'd be placed. Guards and barbed wire would abound over the best law-abiding citizens around. A tar paper shack with no kitchen, communal baths were all the fixings. With heavy heart they began again to make a home, their hearts to mend. 3 years of war slowly crawled by. Finally, a peace treaty was signed. At first, Roarer families returned to their states. They found everything sold as their fate. Roy and his family were very afraid of what they'd find in a matter of days. With their home and farm be gone, so to the highest bidder, it caused alarm. When they arrived in rural Lodi, Oki greeted them as a surprise. On his face was a great big grin, the kind you save only for close kin. After the hugs and greetings were through, Oki handed Roy a small book of blue. "What is this, my friend?" Roy asked. "It's for you," Oki simply passed. In the book were profits made over 3 years with all bills paid. Oki put every cent he'd made from Roy's farm, each dollar saved. Not only did Roy still have his farm, but profits to build a much-needed barn. Hardened Roy felt tears creep up and over onto his cheek. Forever grateful he'd always be to Oki who performed the deed. Oki was the name of the man who always said, "I will, I can." A better man never lived among men. Oki was greater than 100 times 10. Roy was lucky to have such a friend, someone whose loyalty would never bend. Their friendship lasted through many years, graduations, weddings, and funeral tears. When Oki's beloved wife passed away, he came to Roy's for dinner every day. True friendship crossed many lines, elevating folks throughout time. One man short, the other man tall. Their towering friendship eclipsed them all. This has been An Artful Life.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emory Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emory Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emory Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this December 5th, Bill.
Yeah, and 31 years ago today, that song we just heard, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, was the number one song across the world, basically. She was originally going to record What Becomes of the Broken Hearted as the lead single for The Bodyguard, but they discovered that the song was to be used for Fried Green Tomatoes, that song. So, well, what are we going to do? Co-star Kevin Costner suggested I Will Always Love You, which was originally recorded by Linda Ronstadt in 1975. And so that became the lead single, and it was huge. It was the number one song for more than 10 weeks in the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Australia. That's the only song to ever be number one for that long in that many places. So
I'll have to keep that in mind next time Kevin Costner's in the Red Rock country recording some music. You got to shake his hand and thank him.
He needs to have Whitney Houston quality singers as his co-stars there. So
yeah,
maybe he'll show up to the Messiah on Sunday and
hey, see that'd be good.
Who's available. On this day in 1933, to me, this is very interesting. Utah, of all states, was the 33rd state to ratify the 21st Amendment. And it was enough states that it formalized the repeal of Prohibition. So that was 90 years ago today, Prohibition was repealed, and it was because Utah ratified the Constitution, the Constitutional Amendment. On this day in 1952, a lethal smog began blanketing London, and it hung around for weeks. Said it caused thousands of deaths and was instrumental in prompting passage of the Clean Air Act in the UK. And anyway, so that was one of the early pollution. Man, we've got to do something. But it says it caused thousands of deaths over this long period of time. So we deal with dirty skies occasionally, not here so much in the Red Rock country, but it's not as bad as it used to be, that's for sure. Today's Walt Disney Day. He was born on this day in 1901, died in 1966. His first business was called the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, and it failed. His first character was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, and that didn't catch on as much as Mickey Mouse did. Mickey Mouse Day was November 18th. Walt Disney Day today, December 5th. So, birthdays today, of course, Walt Disney. Little Richard was born today in 1932. Early rock and roll pioneer. He just passed away in 2020 at the age of 87. General George Armstrong Custer was born on this day in 1839. Of course, he died in 1876 at the Battle of Little Bighorn. Eddie the Eagle, this British man who gained fame in the Winter Olympics for ski jumping. He was pretty inept at it, too, but he was born on this day in 1963. So Eddie the Eagle, 60 years old today. If he's listening in, we wish him a happy birthday. More likely to be listening in today, we got December 1st birthdays for Stacey Black, Raylene Gurney, and Sarah English. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2880. And if you want to give a birthday shout out or any other shout out, give us a call 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a lovely birthday. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. And we've got a new one. Joining us this morning. Bill, you got that?
Yeah, these are just some adjustments to an existing one. San Juan County has a number of openings, including health director in the public health department and light equipment operator in the road department. Other positions include children's justice center director, sheriff's deputy, and corrections officer. in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225.
Thanks for that, Bill. We'll get you to the rest of the job fair and be back with these sports reports.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including Planning and Zoning Administrator, Health Educator in the Public Health Department, and Light Equipment Operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, Prosecutorial Assistant, and Corrections Officer, in addition to part-time Senior Center Aides, Community Marking Coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Pomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight. No long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depot specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Siffer. Join us for high school hoops tonight as the San Juan Broncos host the American Leadership Academy Eagles. Tips at 7 and we'll be on the air starting at 6:30 on Red Rock 92 and streamutah.live. The San Juan girls are paying a visit to Monticello tonight for a showdown between local rivals. The White Horse girls and boys are at Red Mesa. The Green River boys are in Altamont, and the Dolores girls are at Bayfield. On the wrestling mats, Norwood is hosting Dolores, Monticello, and Nucla, and Grand County is hosting San Juan and Carbon. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Tuesday, December 5th, 9:48 a.m. Did you know the Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. No action yesterday, but tonight the Phoenix Suns will be in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers. tip off at 8. That's part of those in-season tournament quarterfinals. So Phoenix wins, they'll advance to play Thursday as part of the semifinals in Las Vegas. So should be fun. So yeah, that'll be the game to check out tonight at 8. Of course, lots of local sports to check out tonight as well too. Morning show sponsor Red Tail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. All right, well, with that, that'll do it with the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.